It's been 3 days since a Haitian gang kidnapped 17 mostly American missionary workers, including 5 children, outside Port-au-Prince. At the White House, President Joe Biden is getting updates on what is both a crisis for the missionaries' families and a criminal case.
The FBI is part of a coordinated U.S. government effort to get the U.S. citizens involved to safety. Due to operational considerations, we're not going to go into too much detail on that, but can confirm their engagement.
Armed gangs have stepped up their campaign of kidnapping, extortion, and sexual violence across large parts of Haiti. U.S. officials say they've been trying to help the government cope with the problem.
We have provided funding to the tune of $312 million in assistance over the last decade alone to strengthen law enforcement and capacity of the Haitian National Police and to maintain peace and stability throughout the country. In response to the increasingly perilous security situation on the ground in recent weeks alone, we've allocated an additional $15 million.
Even so, U.S. citizens have been repeatedly warned against visiting Haiti because of the violence and instability. President Jovenel Moïse was assassinated in July, and an earthquake struck in August. U.S.-based Christian Aid Ministries is just one of dozens of religious groups doing work in Haiti. Some are asking whether the United States should send in troops to rescue the missionaries, or whether the U.N. needs to expand its peacekeeping operations. At the U.N., the answer is no.
But we know that kidnappings have been rampant. It's incumbent on the government of Haiti to focus on the security challenges, including redoubling the efforts to reform and strengthen the national police capacity to address public safety. And all these crimes must be investigated.
The U.S. government has a policy: no ransoms for hostages. But it says it will use all other available tools to bring Americans home. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, the State Department.